Never mind, he's very nicely dressed. But because he's not surrendered soul to Krishna, he's a miscreant. Beware.
To be innocent in this world.
Huh?
Can anyone be said to be innocent in this world?
There are three classes. One devotee, one innocent, and one envious. So we have nothing to do with the envious. With devotee we shall make friendship, and to the innocent we shall preach.
But the innocent souls, they are not surrendered to Krishna?
Who is surrendered? You teach him.
Yes. Surrender.
Because he is innocent, he does not know, but you preach, he will do that. That is our duty.
So persons who we preach to give the message of Krishna consciousness.
If anyone hears very attentively, that means he is innocent.
Right.
He should be given attention. And one who says, why Krishna Bhagavan, Ram Krishna Bhagavan, I'll ask him. Take him just. That's all. Tell it.
Krishna,
God. This Ram Krishna has created God. God cannot be created. God is God. All. Anthropomorphism.
Right.
Is it that?
Yes.
Zoomorphism.
These people that say that they are God, they should be taken to court and thrown in jail for misrepresentation.
No, that is why there are some better. First of all, if somebody creates God, then he should be challenged. What is your definition of God? If your creator God corroborates with the definition, then you accept. This is very logical. We can ask anybody, what is your definition of God? What do you mean by God? Then he has to explain. This is
Once you told the man, what is your definition of God? And he could not answer. And you answered him that God means the supreme being. And he said, you are saying you are God, but you don't even know the definition of God. So how are you a God?
Yes. If you do not know what is God, how can you say that he is God? You cannot say. After God, he will accept our people. But those who are rogues want to banish God or kill God, they will not accept. So we have to avoid such persons.
Persons who are too much sinful, they can't give up their sinful activities even after hearing about Krishna.
Yeah.
Are they in the envious class or the innocent class?
They're envious. Sinfulness, that is the cause of their becoming envious. Religion means the order of God. Simple definition. Dhanman to Sahasat Bhagavatam. Just like law, we keep to the right or left order of the government. One who obeys this law, he is good citizen. One who disobeys, he is a scum. Similarly, dharma means the order of God. So one who obeys the order of God, he is really religious. One who does not, he is rogue. This is simple. Christian, now, what is the order of God? The Ten Commandments. If one abides by the Ten Commandments, he is really Krishna. Take Buddhism. If he abides by the order of Lord Buddha, then he is right. Take Mohammedanism. So, It may be one is Mahavadan or is Christian or one is Buddhist, one is Hindu. But if he abides by the order of God, then he is religious. Otherwise, he is bogus.
We are concerned
basic religion. Our conclusion is that to approach Lord Vishnu, Om Tad Vishnu Om Paramam Padam Sadha Pasanti Sudha. This is basic religion. Or Krishna says, Sarva Dharmavan Paritraja. If one abides by this, then he is in. Or really religious. If he does not obey, then where is his religion? There is no religion. The instruction is here. One has to understand the philosophy from Bhagavad Gita rightly and appreciate himself and preach. This is one.
Sometimes we hear that from different religions one should have faith in God.
Mm-hmm.
One should have faith in God.
Unless one has faith, I will surrender.
But we see that persons, they speak of having faith without actually following the instruction
that
of God.
That means rascal. What is the meaning of faith?
Mm-hmm.
If you don't surrender, what is the meaning of faith? He's a rascal. When the surrender comes, when I have got full faith, oh, Krishna is God, he is saying, surrender, all right, let me surrender. That is faith. Yes, I have faith, but I don't surrender. What is this nonsense?
We have weaknesses. Temptation is very strong.
That is another. You strongly pray to Krishna. Mami was a prapadanta. Mami tantra. Then it will be possible. And if you have got less faith, then it will, you will have to suffer. You will have to suffer.
We sometimes see that those who have faith in their religious process, but because in
but
their...
But that is not faith, that is askalla. If you have faith, you must abide by the religious process. If you don't follow, that means you have no faith.
But there are sometimes we meet a rare soul who does follow, but because there's no mention of Krishna in his scripture...
No, it is not the question of Krishna. If he believes in God, the God's word is religion. So he must follow the God's word. It doesn't matter. Krishna is another name of God. Either God is the same one. Either you call Krishna or Govinda or this or that. Nam nama kari bhuda nigasad basa. First of all, one must be faithful to God. That you may call God or Allah, it doesn't matter. But you must know what is God and what is faith to God, what is definition of God, what do you mean by understand God, these things are required.
So now it's become the practice.
Practice is no posture. We have to talk with science. Practice, you have practiced something which is against religion. That should not be taken.
It's become the fashion of
world. Fashion, we have fashion kick on the face. No fashion, it is science. It is not the question of fashion, a false faith, belief.
Right.
These are all lessons. Science is science. 2 + 2 = 4. That's all. There is no question of, I have no faith in this. I say 5. That will not be accepted. 2 + 2 = 4. It is neither 5 nor 3. If that truth is there, then there is faith. God is this, and sometimes God is this. That is no understanding of God. You must have clear understanding of God.
You have a person who is actually faithful to God. What is the quality of a person?
He will accept immediately Bhagavad Gita. It is really follower of God. Because there is nothing extraordinary in the Bhagavad Gita. It is the words actually what God should speak. You may call Krishna an analog, but it's like Sarva Dharmaan Paritrajya Mamekam. This can be said by God only. Otherwise, who can say that you give up everything, surrender unto Him? It can be said by God only. Either you talk of Hindu or Muslim, but ask Mother, if God says you Sarananta, will you refuse? Let him become Muslim or Christian. So, nobody can refuse the order of God. That is fair.
So, Father, why are there so many pseudo-religionists then?
There is no religion. This is only religion.
Why do they mingle at all? Why do they even get involved?
Therefore we say that one who has no faith in God is a rascal, miscreant.
But they pretend.
Pretend? Kick them. Why you should accept pretense? Then you are a fool also. You see, pretend and still you have to talk about them. That means you are also fatuous. Why should you talk about the pretension? Pretension is pretension. That is faithlessness. Sometimes they pretend honest, but he is a thief. What is this philosophy? Thief is thief. That's all. Thoroughly, I am Sankara. That is Bhagavad Gita. The words which is spoken in the Bhagavad Gita, that can be spoken only by God. Nobody else can speak like that. Who can say? Who has the right to say that you surrender to me? Nobody has that. Only God can say. That is God.
Enviousness is caused by sense gratification. Enviousness is caused by sense gratification.
Yeah.
And in the 15th chapter of the 7th canto, in one verse you mentioned that enviousness can be given up if one gives up the tendency to sense gratification.
Yeah.
So we see sometimes that the Mayavadis, they have perhaps given up the affairs of this world, but still they remain envious, inimical towards Krishna.
Then?
So, how...
What he has given up. What he has given up. You say he has given up. But what he has given up?
What is
I
that?
Have given up everything, but I remain proprietor. What is this? Yeah. Given up. There is nothing, no given up. This is a contradiction. One has given up. What he has given up?
So
he has not given up his personality. Then what he has given up? Then in Bengali it says that Gosambasatva Chavikatya. That in the room, whatever is there, it is yours. By lock it, I keep with you. सब आपको ही रहा बाकी वो मन करके कभी हमारे पास वो सारा खुद छोड़ा है स्वर्ग में से खुद छोड़ा है बस बात आप ही बुला और ये भी बुला ये अब क्या दिखी हुई थी तो वो अब तो एक्सेप्ट इस दिन ना जिसे जाना था फूल Tell what you have got in your possession that you are giving up. If you have something, then you can give up. What you have got, first of all, tell me. You haven't got anything. Even this body is not yours. As soon as God will kick you, you have to go out. Then what is yours? You say, I am giving up. What you can give up? Nothing is yours. Let me ask Allah. I've given up everything. I kept the key. From here, for a few days we are walking, and while going, if I say, now this land I give you. Where your land? Where you possess this land? And this is like that. What you can give up? What is yours? You have nothing. This is nonsense. I've given up.
That's all true, what you have got. If you haven't got anything, then what is to give up? This is all nonsense. He's ours, everything God. There is no question of giving up. Everything belongs. I also belong to God. My body, my mind, everything is given by God. Where do you get this mind? Where do you get this body? It is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Bhumi rapa analo vayu khangamano buddhire. Prakriti me astadha. He claims it is my property. What do you have got? And you are also mind, part and parcel. So why you are? This is all nonsense. I give up. What you can give up? You cannot give up, you cannot enjoy. That is your position. If you enjoy, you are a thief. And if you say, I am giving up, you are a false. Therefore, sarva dharmān parityaja. Somebody is thinking, I am giving up. I have taken langota. I have become sannyasi. And whose langota it is? You have got to stay the langota.
The
long time is the lion plant. So what do you have given up? And you cannot give up your body. This is made, this kiti of the Murugma, these five elements belong to Krishna. If you have got mind, that belongs to Krishna. What you have got, that will give up. You have stolen everything. You don't accept the real proprietor. And you are thinking, I am the proper. That is your fault. That is miscreant. Tena yava sauchyate. It is said. Read Bhagavad Gita carefully. Everyone is a thief. Tena yava
sauchyate.
All thieves, rogues, like that. That is the samskara. If one does not accept God, the Supreme Man, does not surrender, he is miscreant. Mura. He does not know what does he possess. And he's thinking, I am giving you. What are you giving you? You do not possess anything. A mura. Falsely thinking that I am giving. What do you have got? He can give up, nobody can enjoy. This is real knowledge. Jive Sarupa Nitya Krishna Dha. I am servant of Krishna. Everything possessed by Krishna. So I will simply try to offer Krishna whatever is there. For he is a nokara, servant in a house. He is trying to satisfy the master. And things does not belong to him. The things belongs to the master. But if he serves very nicely, master becomes pleased. Ah, he's very first concern. What will? That fool means he knows that everything belongs to master and everything should be utilized for master pleasure, not for my pleasure. Then he is a thief. He's a bad son.
So, sir, what about these people that perform so-called bhakti yoga, but their aim is to merge.
That is not bhakti yoga. That is not bhakti yoga. Who says that is bhakti yoga?
I said so-called bhakti.
That is not cheating. That is another cheating. Mura. The same example. Now I am serving the master just as soon as the master will come and I will take it. That kind of servant. Master serving the master, but the intention is, as soon as master is out, I will take him. I will become Narayan. Let me serve now Narayan, and as soon as there is opportunity, I shall become Narayan. The thieves, rogues, Ms. Duskidana, Mura, Narayan. very virtual channel. He's planning how to reserve everything belonging to Yuma. And showing I am very faithful. Servants, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching, Mama Janmani Janmani Sari Bhavatar Bhakti Rahit. Life after life, let me serve you. That's all. Never willing to become master. That is my answer. Want even salvation. That's what he says, Janmani Janmani, life after life.
So back to Godhead can be sense gratification?
Yes, that is all sense gratification. Otherwise, how I Chaitanya will say, Mama Janmani, to go. Krishna says, Jadvatyana Nivartante Tadhyama Paramo. If one goes to Vaikuntha, he does not come. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, he doesn't desire that. Let me remain perpetually here, but be engaged in yourself. That is here, purely. It doesn't want even promotion. That is also mentioned now. Diyamanam nanginnanti. Diyamanam. Even Krishna says, come immediately to Vaikuntha. Said. That is all. Just like Pullasmanam. Prahlad Maharaj offered whatever you like there. Sir, do not make me a baniya. Very winning. If anyone wants in exchange of service, then he is not a devotee, he is a baniya.
Sir, merchant?
Merchant, yes. Yeah. Madhana nagna sundarim kavitaangva jagadisa thama. Mamo Janmani Janmani Sare Bhavatara. This is prayer. No extent. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Kita Janma Ho Jathatu Vata. If you want, then I shall continue. But yes, that's all right. That is full surrender. And on condition, sir, you will take me to Vaikuntha. Deference. That is condition. That is Benya.
So actually back to home, back to God, and he's just back to devotional service.
Yes. Because a devotee is always in Vaikuntha. Sagunan samatitta yedan brahma guyas. He is already in Vaikuntha. Why is self-aware? He is not in his material. Mukti mukulitanyali, sevate asma. This is called mukti. Mukti was only act of mukti. Mukti is standing on my door. What shall I do, sir? So what shall I ask for mukti? Then, anna vilasita sundam. First make all desires jiva. That is the beginning of
why you desire to serve Krishna?
That is not desire, that is natural. That is natural. Obedience to Krishna, that is my natural business. Servant's business is always ready. What can I do, sir? This is not desire. This is natural position. He's not desiring anything. He's simply ready. What can I do? Anukullena Krishna Anusundanam. That is, he's not desiring. Desire means, well, I want something for my satisfaction. That is desire. He's simply expecting what spiritual master will order. Chitta. Arana Kariyam. He has no other desire. That is desireless.
desireless means wood and stone. It has no mind. How you can do this? But every living entity has got mind. So this is desirelessness. That I'll wait for the order of my master and immediately execute. That is desire. Stop functioning. Then what is the meaning of Guru Mukha Padma Vakka Chittete Kuriya? That means waiting the order from the mouth of Guru. Arana Kuriya Mukha. He has no other desire. That is desire. Nirvana. Nirvana means that you give up all material desires. Not that. But he did not say anything more than that, because it was meant for the fourth class man. So he did not say. He simply asked that you finish this material desire.
Is that not misleading?
It is not misleading. It is true, but the truth as much as you can understand. Not this, because Lord Krishna, this rascal will not understand more than this. He did not say father.
Srila Prabhupada, so similar when we sell our books, sometimes we have to say things in order to get them to take the book. So that's
yes.
Actually not misleading.
No, that is not. Let him pay somewhere or other. What do you think was done by Lord Buddha? Because the atheist class, and they did not believe in God. There is no God. So Buddha said, yes, there is no God. You are right. But what I say, you accept. Yes, sir. But he is God. Keshavadita Buddha Sarira Jaya Jaya. We know that Lord Buddha is Krishna. But he says, there is no God. Yes, you are right. But what I say, you accept. Yes, sir. You shall do that.
Buddha's name is also considered Harinam.
Huh?
Buddha's name is also considered Harinam.
Harinam.
Holy name. If one chants.
Oh, yes. Yes, mention it in the Bhagavad.
What does Buddha mean? Right. So, what does the word Buddha mean?
Buddha means one who knows. In perfect awareness. Buddha. In Bhagavad Gita, this word is Buddha. From Buddha, Buddha. See, the Sanskrit word, Bodha. Buddha Bhava Samandita.
Srila Prabhupada, you mentioned two different types of servitors. One is seeking to steal the property of the master as soon as the master is gone, and the other is
he's
sitting waiting.
He's not servant. He's a thief. He has taken service as a matter of means, that if I remain as a servant, I'll get the opportunity of stealing. So he's not a servant, he's a thief. Srinavasa Uchat. Becoming a thief, if you have got some desire, you ask Krishna, I am very poor, please give me some money. That you can do. That is mentioned in the Bible. Artha, artha, arthi, jigyasu, jnani, chavarga. Artha, one is distressed. He is praying. That is beginning. But when he is at hand, just like Dhruva Mahārāja, he will say, Samin kitārthosmi, param. Now I'm sorry, I don't want it. That is perfect. But if one goes to God and prays for something, he is called pious. because he has approached God. And because he has approached God and he is asking God, there is some transaction in this way, by association of God, he will be purified. One day he will say, Sami in Kitathosmi, Varanganaja. Now I am purified. I don't want anything. I don't trouble you. Let me serve you. Why the devotee will ask from God? Krishna says, Yoga Kevam Baham. These are Nitta Vijita. He says the responsibility. I shall supply everything whatever he wants. So why the devotee will ask? If the child knows my father is there, my mother is there, why will he ask? The father will take care whatever he wants. It is unfaithful that God cannot supply my necessities. I will have to ask him. He knows everything. Why shall I ask him? That is pure knowledge.
Any circumstance there for someone who is endeavoring very hard for material necessities? Someone who is endeavoring very hard for material necessities. Is his position the same? Faithless? What is going
to... Everyone is working hard for material benefit. So why someone? Everyone. Who is not working for material necessities? The cats, dogs, well-being, everyone is working very hard.
Say, for example, one who is engaged simply in preaching.
Huh?
One who is engaged simply
in preaching. Serving Krishna. It's not material necessary.
So Krishna is supplying all facility, at least to maintain body and soul together.
Yes. I went to a country without any money. Now Krishna has given. I went with 40 rupees, now I have 40 crores. Who has done this business? So if you serve Krishna, so Krishna will supply everything, whatever you need, require. He doesn't require to ask for it.
The question then is, a devotee required to work very hard for material necessities?
He has to work sincerely to serve Krishna, and then everything is there.
Even he doesn't consider Krishna material necessity.
Where is material necessity? Even for the cats and dogs, there is no material necessities. It is all supplied by Krishna. It is simply maya that I am in material necessities. Therefore, 8 million lower species of life, who is doing business for his... We simply civilized men, we are doing it. Otherwise, Krishna is supplying everyone. Eko jo bhona ambidhati kaam. He supplies everything. Even the ant within the hole of your room. Are you giving any food? How is living? And the elephant in the forest of Africa, who is going to give them food? How they are living? From the elephant to the ant, he is providing, and he cannot provide it. This is all mistaken idea. You haven't got to ask. Everything is there. Because in the custom to sense gratification life after life, we are habituated to ask. That is a habit. Habit is the second nature. Actually, you don't require. These dogs, they are not asking, going to the church for asking, God give us our deliverance. Where he is getting bread? All are enjoying. But they are not asking bread from God. And where they are getting? How his chat will so nicely. But he has no anxiety. He knows that I will get my food anyway. The bird has got the sense. Confident. Yes, I will get it. That's a fact.
They're living day to day.
Huh?
They're living day
yes,
to day.
Yes, that is a fact. God has given everyone. You'll get your food. Therefore, Shastra, the Saiva is the Prajati, the Kovira, Lalambhati, the Bhavadam. Don't try for anything else. Simply try how to become Krishna conscious. That is your only goal. Other things will come. If you are destined to get something, you get it. Tallabhati dukkha badalna tasukham. Just like nobody asks for distress, how it comes? You are destined to get it. Similarly, whatever happiness you are destined to, you will get it. Why you are busy about distress and happiness? You simply try to become Krishna conscious.
Mostly, and we got here at 6:15.
He's getting to the human form of life. We can understand. So if we miss this opportunity, that is our misfortune. Last instruction of Bhagavad Gita, Sarva Guhya Tavang. Manmana Bhava Manbhakta Madhya Ajman. He never says they try for economic. Manmana Bhava Manbhakta Madhya Ajman. There is much confidence and knowledge. Puri was chanting in a solitary place and Krishna came to supply him. Why? His determination was that if somebody gives me voluntarily, I shall eat. Otherwise, I am not going to ask him. But he is being supplied.
Sanatana Goswami also?
Yes. But for a renounced order of life, the order is, you must beg, but come, not much. If I can subsist by taking one chapati, I'll simply ask for one chapati, not for two chapati. That is sasana. He could can without any chapati. That is very good. But you can ask as much as you require, not to eat sumptuously and sleep 24 hours. No.
What about householders?
Householder can eat the whole world and sleep. Because he is householder, he has got the conscience. Everyone should do that. Householders are unable, that is their incapable. Because I am householder, I got the facility to have sex as many times and eat as much. That is not householder. That is Grihamedhi. There are two words, Grihamedhi and Grihastha. Grihastha is different from Grihamedhi. Grihastha Asram, although he is householder, it is Asram. Only for advancing in Krishna consciousness. That is Grihastha. Grihamedhi cannot do. Otherwise, why is there offering? Everyone has got the potency we have to utilize. Hare Krishna. in English?
Yes,
thank you. Yes. Bhagavad Gita. Dharma viruddha kamasu. Sex life, which is not against religious principle, I am not. Not that sex life, as soon as you like sex. That is not yours. That is Gyamali. Dharma avriddha. Dharma avriddha means simply for begetting nice child, you can. Not for India. Uttathe kriyate bhajya. This is Vedic. Putrapinna prayajana. A bhajya wife is accepted only for having son. Not for any other person. Putrapinna prayajana. This is material side. But still, it is religious. First, education is brahmachari, how to train him to avoid sex life. And still, if he is not able, then he is allowed to become a grihastha, a little conscious. Otherwise, the whole Vedic civilization is how to avoid sex life. Brahmachari, no sex life. Vanaprastha, no sex life. Sannyasi, no sex life. Only grihastha under control. That is grihastha. Grihastha does not mean one who is doing everything whimsically on account of getting the concession. He is not grihastha. He is grihamedhi. Apashyatam atvatattam griheshu grihamedhina. Sotabhyani rajendra rinangshanti sahasrasa. Apashyatam atvatattam. Grihamedhi means he does not know how to spiritual life. That is grihamedhi. And grihastha means he knows what is spiritual life and he lives on that status. That is grihastha. Grihamedhi is there. Definition is there. Everything is there. Apashyatam atmasattva. They do not know what is the aim of life. It is like something like cats and dogs. They do not know. Apashyatam atmasattva. Read books?
Yes.
Very good idea.
Thank you.
Krishna and everything in your life. Yes. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has blessed. Yaha haite sarva siddhi hai vedava. Every perfection you will get by chance. That is his
Ganta is offered.
Everyone.
Hare Krishna. Where?
This Ganta Pillai. He works in town council.
Oh, he's South India.
South India.
If Krishna is assured, yoga kyaung baha, why they should go to bed? That this is only a process to approach them. If you approach any gentleman as Vega, he'll give you, at least in India. But just to enlighten, give them education. He's thinking this is life. And the sannyasi's duty is not that this is life. You are in darkness. Mura. That is sannyasi's duty. To enlighten. And only for understanding future they will be left on the hand of the nature. Is that very good proposal? No, there must be.
What happens is, they earn wealth. That's all. And no future for the child. They don't pay
because they have no education. The guru's duty is to give them education. The sannyasi's duty is to give. They do not give. They say, yes, you're all right. Give me some money. That's all. Let me go. And he left into darkness. That's all. Maria,